Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I'm just scrolling for your Twitter and I've decided you need to tweet more.
I do, to be fair, don't I? I hardly tweet anymore.
You're not really kind of... used to be quite a good tweeter, quite witty, and now... Now you just promote the podcast, which, by the way, is great.
I know. No, I'm going to get back on it. I'm going to, like, as of this week, I'm going to get back on it. Today, you're going to have so many tweets off me. I'm doing my healthy eating thing now. Yeah, I'm going to do my Twitter thing now.
You know what? Actually, forget it. Just don't tweet anymore. I'm sick of it. I've decided I'm bored. I've had enough already.
Dear. Whatever dear it is right now. Time. Whatever time it is right now. Here's Luke.
Hello.
She's Lucy.
Hello.
This is Luke and Lucy FM. What's on this week's episode?
It's the one where we enter the Dragon's Den with Kirsty Henshaw. We're talking all things about the TV show Dragon's Den and talking to a woman who got an investment, faced the dragons, came out alive, and has now lived to tell the tale. And she's on this episode. Kirsty Henshaw.
It's going to be a riot.
Hello and welcome to Luke and Lucy FM, episode 53. We're on our 53rd week of this podcast, and we thank you so much for joining us week in, week out, for leaving us iTunes reviews. And if you listen to this right now and you really like the show, the podcast, and you want to support us, we really need the support. So please just leave
us an
iTunes
review. Please leave us a
review. No, seriously, please do. Just search Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes, pop us in, give us 5 stars, and we'll be really pleased.
Yeah, we'd love to know what you think of this podcast. If there's any way you think we can improve us, let us know.
Absolutely. And if you want to give us 1 star, don't bother. I hope you lose your hand.
Harsh.
Harsh, but would you rather get 1 star or 5?
Well, I don't want to chop my hand off.
No. You need not your hand, Lucy.
I don't want to chop anyone else's hand. Are you some executioner now or something?
I'm Luke Marsden, and a true fact about me is that...
you've never chopped a hand off.
Well, fine, I'll take that. I've never sliced somebody's hand off. Yes, I've not even used a machete. There you go. There's my true facts. I actually, so on a more serious note, was going to say that I went to the hospital this week and my eye disease is actually slightly getting worse in my left eye.
I thought this operation that you had at the beginning of the year was supposed to fix that. Why so did they just told me this?
That's the NHS for you.
Are you kidding?
It is on its backside. Yeah, no. They're saying it's not as serious as and I don't think I'll have to reoperate, but they need to keep their eye on it. I was like, is that a sick joke?
You need to keep the eye.
Yeah, exactly. I thought, I'm glad you're laughing, because it's my health we're talking about. Anyway,
so
listen.
You might go blind in your left
eye. No, Lucy, why do you keep saying this? I'm not going to go blind. There's not a risk of that.
I hope not. What does this disease do then?
It just eventually, it kind of, similar to you, really, just taps away at you, really irritates.
Tap, tap, tap,
and you think, God, I want to strangle it.
Oh, chicken, yeah, but you can't strangle your eyeball.
No, thank you for that, Lucy. You are, I can't. What's a true fact about you, Lucy Hilton?
Okay, so guess a true fact about me is I have started this week, it's like my newfound week of doing newfound things. I know it should have been at the beginning of the year, but
have you
it's
found
not.
Yourself? You should have been the one where we did resolutions. That episode, you should have talked about this.
It is now in the second week of February instead. I'm going to start healthy eating. I'm going to make myself a little plan. I never used to eat breakfast. It was terrible. I used to be absolutely exhausted by the time it was lunchtime. So I'm going to start eating breakfast. I bought myself some ready break. Going to have some
ready
porridge.
Ready break? That's kids' porridge.
It's just porridge, isn't it?
It's kids. It's just loads of sugar in a bowl and chocolatey.
No, it's got all the nutrients of porridge in there.
Yeah, nutrients for children
nicer.
Who've not got teeth. So it gives them calcium for bones to grow in their teeth.
Yeah, so I need calcium.
Yes,
we
Lucy.
All need calcium. Calcium's protein.
Are you being bottle fed now? Are you going to that?
Excuse me, just because I like ready break. All right, you name me who doesn't like ready break.
I don't really like ready break.
Oh, well, you're insane.
Brilliant. Right, thanks. I'm losing my eyesight and I'm insane. If you've just joined us...
Not much gravy right now, is there?
And this is your very first episode. We discuss a different topic each week. And actually, Lucy's talking about porridge and me talking about bottles as kind of... It kind of ties in a little bit because we are talking this episode about Dragon's Den. And it is a TV show on in 30 countries around the world. And it's currently on TV here in the UK. And we want... And basically, it's a show where if you've got any crazy idea... You can go and pitch it to these rich entrepreneurs, and if they like it, they might invest in your business in the hope for, frankly, for you to get rich as well.
Mm-hmm. And I'd love to be as rich as these entrepreneurs.
I mean, some of them. I mean, in the UK, we have the longest-standing dragon, Peter Jones. He's been on the mm-hmm. show for over 12 years now, he's a multi-millionaire. He's invested in hundreds of businesses.
You're welcome
the time.
To invest in Luke and Lucy FM if you like. Also, Peter.
Peter, if you're listening right now, please do tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM. We'd love. Any sort of investment. Seriously, we'll take anything. 1%. You can have 100% of this podcast for £100,000.
Yeah, that means we won't get any money.
Okay, 99% of the podcast he can have. No, you'll sell it. We'll sell it to him, the entire show.
Okay, you can have
the back catalogue.
We'll sell it for £1 billion.
We're not worth anywhere near. We're not worth a pound, let alone a billion. Oh, choking on the thought of us not being worth a penny. There you go, Lucy. Did you watch Dragon's Den?
Priceless. No, I've never watched
Brilliant.
It. Brilliant.
So, previously we've done podcast episodes on The Great British Bake Off. Please do check that out. We've done one on Big Brother. Please do check that out. Lucy has not watched any of these shows.
I don't watch much TV, I have to admit.
Well, add that to your list of your ready... When you're eating ready break in the morning, watch some Dragon's Den.
Oh, okay. So have my ready break, watch Dragon's Den.
And then
and
go to work.
It'll
inspire you though, Lucy, to be an entrepreneur.
Maybe.
It'll inspire you to forget the corporate world. It'll inspire you to invent something. Pitch it to these next year and you could be Lucy Hilton,
entrepreneur,
feminist, ready break eater.
Yeah.
What about, I mentioned earlier, bottle, right? Here's an idea I've just thought of. Porridge in a bottle.
That's
porridge
the
on the go.
Idea.
So for, no.
Oh,
here
wow.
we go. Forget porridge
Stop.
In those pots on the go. Put it in a bottle and you can suck a teat
so
for porridge.
Drink it,
the porridge. Yeah. What do you think?
I, to be fair, I think I'd drink
You'd
that.
Drink that, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Splash a bit more milk in there so it's more watery.
Bit more watery. Oh, yeah. Hang on though. How would the oats get through the nipple bit?
Maybe you need a bigger nipple.
Maybe. How big of a nipple?
Like a big nipple.
Do I really want to be sucking a big nipple? I don't know. To clarify, we're talking about our invention.
Not anybody's
nipples. Although if you do have big nipples and you're listening right now, please do tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM.
How did we even get onto that?
I've watched Dragon's Den quite a few times and I always think when I'm watching Dragon's Den, these people are idiots. I mean, they've invented. I mean, not all
That's
of them.
That's not what Peter Jones thinks.
And by the way, not all of them. We've got Kirsty Henshaw.
She's not an idiot.
Coming up very soon on the
she's
episode.
She's very clever,
And she's very clever. She talks about her business and her time in Dragon's Den. But, you know, you watch some of them and, like, they'll go in there and they'll be like, it's a self-raising toilet seat and I want £1 million for you to invest. A self-raising toilet seat's not going to go down that well because, frankly, if you're bursting for the toilet, you haven't got... And this thing was it was like dial-up for toilet seats.
Has this actually been an
invention? Oh, yeah, it's actually been an invention on Dragon's Den,
I don't understand a self-raising toilet
seat. You go into
in
a
case,
toilet.
Like, say,
for men. Yes. Yeah, for women, it won't be that good. Well, you don't want to be raised. What are you going to sit on?
No.
So.
Do you click a button?
Click a button and it moves up. But by the time it's done that, you've urinated all over the seat and the floor.
This is true.
And especially,
I think it's probably quicker to just lift it up with your hand.
Can you? Exactly. There's nothing quicker than doing it with your hand, Lucy.
It's more hygienic.
Is it? Oh, because you're not touching it.
Because you're not touching it anywhere near the toilet.
But if they make it, but this guy wanted to roll it out into public toilets all over the country. So every Tom, Dick and Harry's touching that button. So it's not as hygienic.
It's
the same.
It's not that hygienic. Then.
You know, exactly. And there's been so many inventions on Dragon's Den.
I hope he didn't get invention.
No, he didn't get invested in,
that's
they wouldn't give him. They wouldn't give him a penny, would you believe?
Oh, right.
Which is surprising, to be honest. But there's been so many inventions. And I kind of watch the show and I just think to myself, we could go on with a big nipple porridge thing. I don't think it's the worst idea.
I don't think it's going to win, though.
I don't either.
I want to invent some self-cleaning glasses.
You want to invent?
Self-cleaning glasses.
So they would. How would that work?
Well, just because when I wake up in the morning, I am, like, if anybody who knows me, I'm late.
Nobody knows you.
Well, some people do. I'm very late to, like, everything. I'm just a late
Including
person.
This podcast.
I
was late
wake
recording
up.
This.
like 5 hours in advance and I'll still be late. Or I'll get ready 5 hours in advance and I'll still be late. I'm just that type of person. So when I'm in a rush to rush out the door and I'm grabbing my glasses, but they've still got fingerprints on from the day before, I've not got time to be cleaning those glasses. Whereas if there's some form of glasses that clean themselves.
Lucy, it takes milliseconds to clean your glasses.
Oh, it takes... No, it doesn't.
You've got
it
quite
like
big glasses
on,
right? Mine are slightly smaller lens. Yours are kind of like big Deirdre Burlow glasses.
I rock them a little bit better than Deirdre, though.
Do you? I mean, she's dead now, so maybe you would do it. Yours.
Stop!
Yeah, she is! And
poor Deirdre.
If you're listening right now, wherever you are, Deirdre, please do tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM. But your glasses, though, Lucy, the cleaning, so it would take, what, less than 5 seconds to clean them?
No, I think, like, 30 seconds.
It takes you... Okay, clean your glasses now.
Okay,
ready?
I think, like, I use...
1, 2...
I have, like, a spray thing. So you spray.
Okay, spray. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You really rubbing this.
Clean the rim.
11, 12... Don't forget the rim. 12, 13... 13 seconds. And that was me being very generous. Lucy, your invention's rubbish. I'm not investing.
Quicker because I had no cleaning apparatus on me.
It's a no from me. I'm not giving you the pound that I've got in my pocket. I'm not even going
to... Well, I'll re-speak to Peter.
I'm not even going to pound. You know, Dragon's Den, it's obviously over here makes sense. You know, the Enter the Dragons.
Uh-huh.
It's hosted by a guy who does Newsnight. You're over here.
Mean.
Got Peter Jones, Duncan Ballantyne is a former dragon. Deborah Meaden's a dragon. We've got... in fact, actually, do you know the current lineup of dragons, Lucy?
Do you think I do?
Nick Jenkins is a dragon.
Okay.
We've got Tuukka Suliman and Sarah Willingham.
Okay.
Do you know any of these people?
No.
Nick Jenkins is a created moonpig.com.
Oh.
Ooh, if Nick Jenkins is listening right now, we'd love to be sponsored by moonpig.com. Tuukka Suliman is the inventor of a UK fashion label called Ghost.
Ghost?
And Sarah
is
Willingham.
Is that like perfume? I've heard of perfume, which is good.
She is a restaurant entrepreneur, Sarah Willingham,
okay,
and of course
so
Peter
not.
Jones.
I've never heard of him.
Yes. So loads of different dragons, right? Mm-hmm. But it wasn't in other countries around the world. It's been called a few other things. In Japan, where it originated Dragon's Den, it was called Money Tigers.
Money Tigers, okay.
You're going to enter the den of the Money Tigers. And wait for this. In the USA, because they like to do things really more extreme, it was called Shark Tank.
Oh, okay. Wow.
You know, we should have called it something like Entrepreneurial Elephants.
Or what are those things from Austin Powers that with the lasers on?
Robots.
No, remember Dr. Evil had the lasers. Maybe they were...
Robots.
No, they had the lasers in the pool. Do you remember?
Piranhas.
Maybe, yeah.
So you should have called it Piranha
Tank. Yeah.
Dreadful. Well, I tell you what, Lucy, we don't know what we're talking
about
when it comes to Dragon's Den. So let's talk to a serious businesswoman who actually, unlike us, managed to get an absolute penny from the dragons.
A few more pennies.
But it's good to get somebody on who actually has been there, lived it, and got a cold herd cash for
them. Got the T-shirt.
Well, not just the T-shirt. Got all three of his bank balance because of it. On the phone now, a woman who got a cash injection in 2010. It is the very brilliant Kirsty Henshaw. Welcome to Luke and Lucy FM.
Hello.
Hi.
Kirsty, have you done a podcast before?
I have, yes.
Oh. Well, this is, forget that one.
Luke's got it.
Yeah, I know. I like podcast virgins on Luke and Lucy FM, and obviously you're not. But Kirsty, I just said, you got
that
the cash.
A bit sleazy, that.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about it being sleazy, Lucy. 2010. Does that seem like a lifetime ago now since you got an injection of cash?
Yeah. It does. I've changed a lot. The business has changed a lot. Yeah, a lot can happen in 7 years.
A lot can happen in 7 years. Lucy's face hasn't changed, though, thanks to the recent surgery she's had. Kirsty, let's take you back then. Let's take you way back to 2009 then, before you even did the show. What was going through your mind? Like why Dragon's Den of all the other shows that were out there?
Honestly, it was the easiest to kind of apply for. I needed money for the business and I looked at like angel investors and funds and it looked very complicated and I didn't have time for complications. So I applied on the BBC website and they were the first to kind of come back to me, really.
Yeah, that's
simple as that.
Well, yeah, so basically...
And I'd watched it for years.
Your logic was...
And you'd really understand it. And, yeah.
Why Dragon's Den over something like The Apprentice?
Well, you get money from Dragon's Den.
Yeah, but you get money if you win The Apprentice.
I think there's more chance of getting money though, isn't there, in Dragon's Den?
Well, to be fair, I've seen some of the contestants on The Apprentice and I think I could probably win that show. However,
some of them are terrible,
is this an exclusive, Kirsty, that you might consider The Apprentice in the future?
No, because my ego is not big enough.
It's so true. Why don't you talk more about Kirsty?
Best answer ever.
I went on Dragon's Den because I had a good business and I just needed money. I didn't want to go through the process of The Apprentice to get to where I wanted to be. And, I mean, I wasn't very TV savvy. I didn't have any of that experience. I just wanted to crack on and get on with it. And that was why I applied for Dragon's Den.
And that, now, obviously, that sort of ethic is kind of what you got in investment. So tell us about how it even came to be. What was the business? And you was on Dragon's Den. How was the entire experience?
How did you pitch it?
It must seem like a long time ago. What it does?
It does. I was very. I was 24. So yeah.
So really young
now.
Really.
Horrendous. Yeah. I was young, but I knew my business inside out because I was doing it all myself. So I was very passionate and enthusiastic about allergen-free food, and I created a range of ice cream.
Oh, okay.
I just needed a cash injection get it going.
Is that kind of personal experience that you wanted to set the business up like that then?
Yeah, so my son, who's now 11, has food allergies. Well, he used to have more than he does now. But yeah, so I've always been very interested. My parents have health food shops. So I've always been like a nerdy, you know, health
food.
Foodie, ice cream lover.
Yeah, exactly.
Who doesn't love ice cream?
And I was dead creative, and I've had a lot of small businesses before this, so I was always entrepreneurial. But this was like my kind of groundbreaking idea at the time, and I'd already got it going. It was selling all over the country, but I needed money to kind of just elevate it and get it out there a lot quicker than what we were doing.
How much money did you need? I can't remember the amount that you asked for that you figured would have helped you put it on the map.
I asked for 65,000. I got offered 100,000 off Theo, but I decided on going with the two dragons that I wanted the most, which were Peter and Duncan.
Peter and Duncan,
Duncan.
Have you?
Yeah,
Duncan.
Met him in a bar.
Well, sorry, Kirsty, a minute. I mean, what do you mean you met Duncan Ballantyne in a bar?
I did. I was out with my sister one time and her husband. And all of a sudden he starts chatting to this guy who I presumed was his friend. And then... he had me up a bit. I went to the bar, come back, and then apparently it was Duncan Ballantyne.
Did he give you a cash injection?
No, my sister wouldn't let him.
Oh, that's a shame. We wouldn't be here now. Kirsty, so obviously Duncan Ballantyne is no longer on Dragon's Den. Peter Jones is. Are you glad you got it then? Because Duncan, obviously, you know, he's too busy with his model or whatever he's got now.
Well, I'm glad I went on then and not now, because I think what got me the investment was kind of my vulnerability, and it was such a kind of new, exciting business back then, whereas now, I mean, every Tom, Dick and Harry is doing gluten and dairy-free.
So
we've been doing it a lot longer, so we know a lot more about it, but everyone is jumping on that bandwagon, and, great. The more products, the better for people. So, but no, back then it was very unique. It was new, exciting, and, I mean, to be fair, a lot of people told me not to go on the show, which just made me want to do it even more.
Yeah. Why did people tell you not to go on the show? Because it would change you as a person, your life, which is true reality shows do.
Oh god, yeah, it's massively changed it. But no, it was more that I didn't think I could handle the kind of pressure, and
was she nervous?
I thrive on pressure. yeah, I was very, very nervous, and I ended up crying my eyes out.
I remember that, you was a weeper.
That was the most memorable part. I think it was the first one. You know, there's been a few cries since. I think I was the original crier.
Circa 2010.
Yeah. I mean, what year was this?
Nice. I'm trying to... 2010.
So I know some people that went on Dragon's Den.
Well, yeah, Kirsty
now. Now I know Kirsty.
I mean, Kirsty, you know, how much of the show is edited from what we see? How long were you stood there pitching this business idea for them to invest in your ice cream?
So 15 minutes you got to see. I was there for 2 hours.
Oh,
wow.
Which was why I cried, because of the pressure. And everyone was being so nice. Like, I prepared for, like, every question imaginable, because I knew the business inside out. but I didn't prepare for them being really nice and complimentary.
Oh, really?
And wow.
Yeah, and you know when someone's nice to you or you watch a nice soppy film and you just can't stop crying? Yeah, it's a little bit like that.
Because the dragons,
I'm glad I did it.
You know, the big money.
They're supposed to be mean.
Exactly, yeah.
Breathe fire.
So, so back in 2010, they give you the 65 grand cash injection, and seven years later, the business has kind of evolved into a completely different thing now. So how much support do you actually get them? Do you even see them after
are
the thing?
Are you just like a silent partner?
Yeah, are they a silent partner? You do all the work?
Well, when there's two dragons, there's usually only one that you get to see more. So we decided that Peter was best leading our investment. Peter's got a management team as well. So I saw the management team a lot. Mm. And I saw Peter every now and again if he was in the office or if he was around. And Peter also did some press event and turned up at a launch, etc. So yeah, no, it's pretty legit, but that's my worst. The word my 11-year-old says all the time, legit. Anyway.
It's legit. Aww. So that's good. So Duncan just threw the money in, Peter did all the work with you. Or you did all the work.
Yeah, I did the work, but I got a lot of support. And I'm not sure if every investment gets that amount of support, to be fair. I've heard a lot of negativity about it. However, I think my business got the support it needed and it got off the ground fairly quickly. So I was very grateful.
Today, 2017, are they any part of the business now?
No, we bought them out in 2013.
Amazing.
They were with us for 3 years. I've got a new business partner who is great for what I need, and we're really taking it to another level at the moment. So, no, they were with us for 3 years, and that was kind of the life cycle of that investment. So
I think I walked past some of you. Is it ready meals that you're doing now?
Yeah, we've got we launched the ready meals and then wound down the ice cream because it wasn't making an awful lot of money because very, very small market.
And walls have got you covered.
We were struggling with kind of manufacturing and getting the right allergen safety and stuff. So yeah, we launched Ready Meals under the Kirsty's brand. It's the same business, but under the Kirsty's brand in 2012. They've been around 5 years, doing really well. We're in all the supermarkets pretty much.
I think I walked past you in Morrison's and any other supermarkets are available, but I saw them in Morrison's. So what's the goal then? So you've ditched ice cream, you've got these ready meals now, you're slotting in. Do you want to go international as an expansion, or do you just want to really get literally into every supermarket in the country?
Well, we want to grow the Kirsty's brand. So the Kirsty's brand is like gluten and dairy free, but it's also really healthy.
Mm.
So we've got some products in the kind of product development pipeline that are all fall within that ethos. So we're going to launch them over the next 2 years. And yeah, no, the idea is to grow the brand in the UK first, become well established. I've seen a lot of brands go international that aren't really established here first. And for me, it's all about building from the ground upwards, and we're all about organic growth. So we'll concentrate on the UK first and then look at.
Wow,
exciting.
Come so first at the Dragon's
Den.
Will
you remember
Kirsty?
Us when you're a multimillionaire?
Yeah, in fact, please invest in us.
What's your name again?
Prime example of corporates, that. Look at that. Kirsty, well, look at me. Before we let you go and get back to, you know, being Kirsty.
My cup of tea.
Which I hope's gluten-free. Kirsty, tell us, you know, for anybody listening to this right now who wants to do what you want to do, they want some advice on going on Dragon's Den, but the new series is still on. There's a series next year. But what would you tell them? What would you say to your 24-year-old self if you could go back now?
My 24-year-old self. I would say that. So someone said to me, "All press is good press," which I disagree with.
I'm totally disagree. Yeah. I agree. You are. All press is not good press.
No, absolutely not. I've had bad press, and nobody likes that. But Dragon's Den is an experience in itself. So what it does is it challenges you as a business person and as an individual as well. So if you want challenging, and you know, you don't want to be told all the time how amazing you are, and you want actually to be challenged and to learn, then it's a great experience. And obviously you get your 5 minutes of fame as well. But unless your business is unique, investable, and not too complicated, i.e. the setup behind, you know, the numbers and everything, it's not too complicated, then you've got a good chance. If it's very complicated, it's not unique, you don't know your numbers, then I wouldn't go on unless you wanted to be humiliated, because they're very, very clever, savvy people. So, yeah, although it's good to get your bit of press, it's not always good.
Yeah.
Kirsty,
yeah,
that's yeah. some really solid advice. And before I let you go, what's one of the best perks you've had since becoming, you know, your 5 minutes of fame back in 2010? What's one of the best
Actually,
perks?
I had 12 minutes. I had more than the average.
Oh, jeez. Oh, oh, yeah. Kirsty. Well, you have more than me. I get it. All right. So what's
a perk?
Last time, because we've met a few times, and last time I saw you, you were driving around a car that you weren't paying for. That was a perk.
Oh, really?
If my accountant is listening, I was paying for that. Thank you.
No, I meant obviously, you know, you got looked after.
I got looked after by Balkia very much so in the early days, which was great because I couldn't afford a nice car back then. The biggest perk is having a really good work-life balance. I know that's such a PC answer, but it is. I get to do great, amazing things, but I also get to be at home at 3:30 if I need to be and go to parents' evening. You know, if I can fit it in, I like to be at home as well.
The great perk is being at home. And that's the best perk of it all. Kirsty Henshaw, thank you so much for being on Luke and Lucy FM. And then when you need marketing, please do think about sponsoring us. We need the money. So, Kirsty, thanks for being on Luke and Lucy FM.
Take care. Bye.
Thank you.
Oh, how nice was Kirsty?
She is such a little sweetie.
I know.
I think she needs to give us some tips. I was thinking that.
I mean, I don't know whether or not a nipple sucking porridge idea is going to go around that, because she said it's pretty harsh and she got really 2 hours.
And I think like she might, I don't think you'd be able to cope. I think you'd be weeping everywhere.
Oh, please, you're a massive weeper.
You would cry.
You were crying not
so
an hour
much.
Ago, basically, over something. You chipped a nail or something.
Excuse me.
So I don't think you're going to be able to cope with the likes of Dragon's Den and Peter Jones.
I reckon I could take them on.
Okay. In that case, Lucy, go on to the application form online now for next series. You do that. Yeah?
Okay, so I'm going to do this.
You can confirm.
I will choose a better invention, but I will do this.
How would you start your pitch? Go on.
Hello, I'm Lucy Hilton.
You've just listened to Luke and Lucy FM. Why not listen to it all over again? Oh, and please, leave us a review on iTunes. Pretty please.
Luke and Lucy FM is part of Podnose, the UK's leading independent entertainment podcasting network. Come visit us at www.podnose.com. That's podnose.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are 2/4 of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.